from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, May 12th. Coming up, we'll look at the complex barriers facing pregnant women in Champaign County who don't speak English. That story from the Illinois Student Newsroom is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. President Joe Biden said yesterday the war in Ukraine is cutting off a global food supply, so it's time to invest more in agriculture in Illinois and elsewhere. Alex Degman reports.
The president toured Jeff O'Connor's 800-acre farm in Kankakee. O'Connor double crops using the same fields to plant winter wheat and soybeans in the same year, but that's risky. That's why Biden says he wants crop insurance coverage expanded for double cropping farms.
Growing season for wheat is short, and if the weather conditions aren't ideal or aren't at least good, or there are other disruptions, then the timing of everything is thrown off. But it's a risk we need to take.
Biden says it's crucial to help Illinois farms like O'Connor's to help supplant products blockaded in Ukraine. Biden also suggested spending $500 million to boost fertilizer production. I'm Alex Degman.
Just as the school year is winding down, student COVID cases are picking back up in Illinois. School pandemic mitigations have changed a lot this spring, but Superintendent Joshua Nichols of the Amboy School District in Northern Illinois says they still offer rapid tests for reported and suspected cases. But Nichols says students isolate for 5 days instead of 10 now. After those 5 days, they can test to stay in class.
At that point, we'll bring them back and we'll put them on test to stay, and they'll wear a mask while they're in school. If not, they'd have to stay out the full 10 days. The families have a choice.
Nichols says test to stay has significantly decreased the amount of school that students miss. With end-of-year events like field trips and graduation on the horizon, school leaders like Nichols are asking students to be cautious so a positive case doesn't cause them to miss out. Illinois officials expect thousands more abortion patients each year to come to the state in the future if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. As Sarah Fenton reports, Governor J.B. Pritzker and other politicians were in the Metro East to voice their commitment to abortion access.
Planned Parenthood officials say they expect 14,000 more abortion patients a year to come to the organization's clinic in Fairview Heights if Roe is overturned. Speaking today at the clinic, Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton said 75% of patients who come to the clinic across the river from St. Louis are from out of state.
That's thousands of people who have to overcome tremendous barriers just to receive health care.
Illinois is one of the only states in the Midwest that has strengthened abortion protections in recent years. The majority Democratic legislature in 2019 codified the right to abortion in state law. In contrast, Missouri, Kentucky, and many other states surrounding Illinois have laws that would ban the procedure once Roe v. Wade is overturned. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Students learn in both French and English at Urbana's Yankee Ridge Elementary School. Third grader Ariel Tembo says the dual language program has helped him both learn English and find friends.
I used to get bullied at school because I only knew how to talk French. And then I came to this school. It had French and English, so it was good for me. And then I got teached, so now I talk English better.
Tembo is one of almost 90 students at Yankee Ridge who spend half the day learning in French and half the day learning in English. In total, more than 80 students from kindergarten to fourth grade take part in the program. Many are the children of immigrants from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Still to come, we'll look at the complex language barriers some pregnant people in Champaign County can face and how advocates are trying to overcome them. That story from Illinois Student Newsroom reporter Carolina Garibay is next on 217 Today.
Ken Burns's new documentary film, Benjamin Franklin, explores the revolutionary life of one of the 18th century's most consequential and compelling personalities. Learn how Franklin's work and words unlocked the mystery of electricity and helped create the United States. The film explores a life that spanned momentous change in science, technology, literature, politics, and government. Stream this and other historical documentaries as a friend of WILL. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Biden-Harris administration announced last month that as many as 720,000 pregnant people in the U.S. could receive expanded access to health care after pregnancy through government programs. One goal of the president's proposed changes is to decrease racial health disparities in at-risk communities, including immigrant women. As Carolina Garibay of the Illinois Student Newsroom reports, pregnancy care barriers in Champaign County are more complex than one might expect.
When Fabiola Silva first came to Champaign, 4 months pregnant, The only food she ate for a month was hot dogs. They were the only food she knew how to order in English. Originally from Tamaulipas, a state in Mexico, Silva moved to Champaign from Texas, where she says the language environment was easier for her to navigate.
Porque en Texas hablan español, la mayoría de parte habla español. O sea, si necesitas el
Silva inglés, says language has been a huge barrier because when she moved to Champaign, there weren't that many people she knew who spoke English. She says she didn't know where to go for prenatal care, so her husband asked for advice from a friend whose wife was pregnant. Silva was referred to WIC, the food assistance program for women, infants, and children, which set her up with an insurance card and sent her to find a doctor. But the doctor was difficult for her to find. This struggle in finding prenatal care due to a language barrier is an experience shared by many women who don't speak English in Champaign. And this doesn't just mean Spanish speakers. That's Champaign County resident Eulalia Gaspar Pablo talking about her medical insurance at the YMCA building in Champaign. She's speaking Concobal. To communicate with those who don't speak Concobal, Gaspar talks to a YMCA Concobal interpreter who interprets that Concobal into Spanish. Another interpreter then interprets that Spanish into English. Champaign County officials say that 70 languages are spoken in the county, and 16% of people's first language is not English. And as OBGYN and researcher at the University of South Florida, Kimberly Fryer, says, language is only one barrier Spanish-speaking women face when seeking pregnancy care. In her 2021 study, Fryer found that, along with language, a lack of cultural understanding is a significant barrier that prevents Spanish-speaking women from receiving early and frequent prenatal care.
It becomes kind of a systematic issue of bias because all of a sudden you're being treated differently just because you don't speak English.
Silva, the mother from Mexico, says she experienced cultural bias at a clinic in Champaign when a doctor scolded her for wanting to have more kids. She says in Mexico, having many kids is normal. In the United States, that isn't exactly the case. Sometimes, she says, doctors don't know that patients don't know something, and instead of providing information, doctors scold them. Healthcare professionals say when patients feel judged like this, they'll lose trust in the system and could be less likely to speak up if something's wrong. Then, they say, patients could be at risk for untreated health problems. Data shows that Hispanic women are more likely to receive late prenatal care, or even none at all. University of Illinois Spanish professor Ann Abbott started a class to address disparities like this. It's called Health Professionals and U.S. Latinx Communities. She says medical professionals should start learning about language and biases while they're in college, well before medical school.
If our educational system could offer these foundational opportunities while they're still college students, that's very valuable because that's laying a foundation that they can take with them forward.
Silva agrees. She says healthcare professionals should take the time to pay attention to what women need and educate themselves about other cultures.
Atención en eso, ¿me entiende? Y hay mucha gente que pues le falta información y más como uno que viene de México, de otra parte.
I'm Carolina Garibay, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and hot again today with a high of 90 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Peter Medlin, Sarah Fentum, Emily Hayes, and Carolina Garibay. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.